1400 AM. Keep it right here.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's here, the great Memorial Day getaway.
We are anticipating crazy traffic, so we are going to leave earlier than we normally would, just to account for that.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve's been talking to travelers in Virginia Beach.
Tina Hammerlawn is taking an annual six-hour road trip from Atlanta to Tybee Island, Georgia. While gas prices are just a few cents higher than last year, they're still top of mind.
So if we spend $50 on gas, then we won't spend quite as much doing something else.
The average price of gas nationwide is $3.60 today. In California, it's almost $5.14 a gallon. 7 months into the war in Gaza, Israel says it's brought home the remains of three more hostages. The BBC's Dan Johnson.
They have been able to recover the bodies of Hanan Yablonka, Michael Nissenbaum, and Orion Hernandez, three hostages who were killed on October the 7th, but their bodies were then taken by Hamas fighters to Gaza.
The UN's top court is expected to decide today on South Africa's request to order a ceasefire. House Speaker Mike Johnson's announced Prime Minister Netanyahu will address a joint session of Congress soon.
This will be a timely and I think a very strong show of support to the Israeli government in their time of greatest need.
UCLA's Chancellor Jean Block among college leaders on Capitol Hill who faced questions about how protests over the war were handled.
UCLA is conducting a thorough examination of our security processes. The University of California has also engaged independent law enforcement experts to initiate a review of the confrontation.
Block's been under fire for a delayed response. Doctors who perform a procedure that's been banned in their state will be welcomed by a neighbor.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law that lets Arizona doctors perform abortions on their patients in California. The Golden State has passed dozens of laws to protect and allow abortion access. That includes $20 million to help patients from other states that have severe restrictions. Arizona lawmakers have repealed a law that bans nearly all abortions there. That repeal doesn't go into effect until later this year. Peter King, CBS News.
Arrested at an Army base in the Southern California desert. Officers swooped in and took rapper Sean Kingston into custody as he was getting set to perform at Fort Irwin on a series of fraud and theft charges. It came hours after officials raided his home in South Florida, where Kingston's 61-year-old mother was also arrested. S&P futures up 13, Dow futures ahead 41. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Storms are bookending the week. The National Weather Service says the evening storms tonight could be more severe than what's passing through earlier in the day. Racine fire crews quickly put out an early morning porch fire on Lorraine Avenue with no reported injuries. Parents in western Kenosha County had a brief school scare yesterday when a reported gun incident prompted a bus search that found nothing. An investigation continues. Robert Botch has been named as the new Mount Pleasant police chief. He'll start next month. Former Chief Matt Sowens retired. Through Racine and Kenosha counties, there are a couple of dozen Memorial Day observances. Racine's parade steps off at 10 Monday morning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from Boston. The Packers wasted no time this week during OTAs to challenge second-year kicker Anders Carlson, who led the league in missed field goal attempts his rookie season. Former Vikings kicker Greg Joseph was 3-for-3 from 47 yards out. Carlson, 2-for-3.
When you're in the NFL, your talent's pretty good. I think over time, results will pay off, so just trusting the process.
NBA playoffs. The Celtics beating the Pacers again here in Boston, 126-110. 10, Tyrese Halliburton from Oshkosh, suffering a hamstring injury for Indiana. He's questionable for Game 3. Baseball tonight at Fenway Park as the Red Sox host the Brewers. Boston in third place behind the Yankees and the Orioles in the American League. The Brewers losing that series to the Marlins in Miami.
Yeah, that's how baseball goes. You know, you just have to keep going. You know, you're going to go through some tough stretches. You're going to go through some great stretches, but that's why you keep putting the work in, keep grinding, and eventually it'll start going your way.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich from Boston with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We'll see a little sunshine at times through early this afternoon, then scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. A high today, 67. We'll clear tonight, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 72. With more scattered thunderstorms Sunday and Memorial Day, with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Been through two marriages, two divorces, one attempted murder. And I'm tired of TV makeovers, that's fine. Because a TV makeover, they always take an average woman and they make her beautiful, right? And I can't take an average woman and make her beautiful. But I can take a crazy woman and make her violent. I love grand. So first marriage over, my wife left. First thing I noticed after she left, my clothes quit washing. And they quit drying and hanging themselves up. I figured they're depressed. Get in the machine, fellas. We got something to do. I gotta wash clothes now. I didn't know which detergent to buy. You go to the grocery store and the detergent aisle is like a happy land. All those bright colored boxes, happy names like cheer and gain and snuggle. You know, my life is like beer, pain, struggle. I can't operate the machines. There's too many knobs and switches and levers, dial settings. I just want to wash my clothes. I don't want to send them back in time or anything. I just want to wash them. It'd be cool if you could. Send it back to 3 weeks ago before they were dirty. What the hell? Send it back to 3 years ago when they were stylish. Why should they suffer?
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Now, be honest. What movie do you think about when you hear that song? Come on. Groundhog Day, right? They'll be forever known as the song from the movie Groundhog Day. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me. It's 8:10 here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Right now, I've got a good friend. Here's Shelley Townsend. He is a part of Game Changers, and they've got a really important event coming up this weekend. And Shelley, before we even start with the event, you're a member of Game Changers. Why don't you describe what that is, Shelley?
Well, Game Changers is a car club, more of a social organization that our goals are to support our community, strengthen it, and bring people together, support small business owners, serve as role models to our youth, and encourage our senior citizen community.
And that is important. Now, you've got a major event coming up this weekend. And I say major because you're really helping the community here. If people go around and they take a look at their streets where they live, you ever see things laying on your lawn in the street? Things don't look just right. You want to neaten it up. Game Changers helping out this weekend. What do you have up for us here?
We have a community cleanup tomorrow. We will be at 925 Center Street. We're involved with Case High School, Park High School, and Horlick. So there'll be various people there from the community and just pulling our community resources together to just improve our community in the area that we live in.
Now, you want people to bring a rake, bring a brew, any other cleaning items you may need, because you're going to do a little work. And tomorrow should be a beautiful day for it. Sunny with a high near 69, so it's going to be a gorgeous day to get out and get some exercise and help out the community. Where are you going to meet? You meet at the George Bray YMCA Center?
Yes, George Bray YMCA Center at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. Saturday. It's at 924 Center Street. And how long have you been doing this for? This is a really worthwhile cause to help the community where people live. How long have you been doing this for?
This has been going on for 3 years now. I actually started this in Colorado, and I bought the same thing to Racine. And we had 150 members in Colorado, but we're 25 members.
So people have a choice tomorrow. They can sit on the couch and do nothing, or they can feel good about themselves and do something. And this is a good way to do something. Again, the community cleanup, part of Case, Park, and Horlick High Schools all meeting at George Bray YMCA Center. That's at 924 Center Street tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. How long do you think it's going to take?
I'm thinking about an hour.
Oh, really? That's it, huh?
Hour and a half.
All right. Well, Shelley, this is a really worthwhile cause, and I want you to keep my phone number because next time you do anything like this, I want to be the first to know so we can talk about it, okay?
That would be wonderful.
Okay, so one more time, the community cleanup tomorrow. You meet up at the George Bray YMCA, 924 Center Street at 10 a.m. Bring a rake, a push broom, or any other cleaning items you can bring. They'll provide the trash bags, the cans, the gloves, the masks, and some yard supplies for those who don't have their own. And they'll also have some water, too, to keep you hydrated and refreshments. So, Shelley Townsend, thank you very much from Game Changers and the community cleanup. Once again, tomorrow at 10 a.m., meet up at the George Bray YMCA, 924 Center Street. And get some energy. Get some, do something this Memorial Day weekend. Hey, thank you very much, Shelley. I do appreciate talking to me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you very much. That's a good way to kick off your Memorial Day weekend tomorrow. Huh? It's 8:13 at WRJN. Today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 70. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 53. Tomorrow, a beautiful day for that cleanup. Sunny. Highs near 69. What I'm going to do tomorrow morning at 7:30, I'm meeting at the Union Grove Veterans Cemetery to put the flags in the graves. There's a lot of acreage out there. So they want as many people as possible. They'll give you the flags. You put them in by the gravestones. These are veterans. These are the people who served our country honorably. So we're going to salute them, put the flags in for Memorial Day. 7:30 tomorrow morning, meet out there, bring yourself, and maybe a bottle of water just so you stay hydrated. And that's at the Union Grove Veterans Cemetery tomorrow. Now, there are two cemeteries in Union Grove. This is the veterans one. Okay, 7:30 tomorrow. be out there and get those flags in the ground, okay? For Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 67. And for Memorial Day, partly sunny, but there is a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 69. Right now, it's sunny and 62 degrees right here at Radio Park. Sids are back here at WRJN. Remember Creed Bratton from the TV show The Office? Creed Bratton? He was that strange guy in the TV show The Office. He was on for all 9 seasons of it. He was a member of the Grassroots. Yeah, I don't know if he's singing on that song, but he was an early member of the Grassroots. As a matter of fact, on the very final episode of the season of the big finale on The Office, they have a picture of him. They can't find him. And it says, missing Creed Bratton, former member of the rock group The Grassroots. And that's his real name. He uses his real name on The Office. A couple of people use their real names on that show. I don't know which day it was. It was around the beginning of May. We kind of missed it. National Paranormal Day. It happened at the beginning of May, I think. According to a survey for the holiday, 80% of Americans say they do believe in ghosts. 45% believe, but they've never seen one. And 35% believe because they have seen one. I'll tell you a quick story here. My former sister-in-law. She talks to the dead. She claims she can anyway. And I don't think she can, but she claims she can. One day she calls, this is my first wife, she calls her and says, I have to speak to Don. Well, Don doesn't want to hear about that stuff. No, I must speak to him immediately. So she calls me and says, your guardian angel has a message for you. I said, well, who's my guardian angel? She goes, well, she said, she's your aunt, but not really your aunt. Now, my grandmother's friend, we used to call Aunt Lil, but she wasn't my real aunt. All right, you got my attention. What does she say? She says, you're going to go through something really scary, but everything will work out just fine. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. The next day, the radio station I was working at was sued by a former employee. And it was all turmoil. Turns out there was no lawsuit. Everything was dropped in. Nothing happened of it. But she got my attention with that story. story. Isn't that something, huh? It's 819 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Here's a great new way for Racine to wake up weekday mornings. Local news and timeless hits. We'll also have local sports, weather, some laughs, and we'll talk to the folks who make our community great. So come join me weekday mornings, 6 till 9 a.m. here on WRJN. We're hometown radio. We're fresh. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. If you've got credit card debt, you are not alone. 61% of Americans do. This is the most in history. And today's average credit card interest rate is almost 28%. I hear about this every day. And when I see that many of us paying that much in interest, I get pretty mad. 25 to 30% interest, that is loan shark territory. I mean, how much money do these companies actually need? They deserve some profit for lending money, but come on. Me and the 6 million members at Work Money, the not-for-profit I run, we think hard work should earn us a good life. We tell companies and political leaders, and credit card companies in particular, they should do the right thing by everyday folks. You should join us. Text MONEY to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285 for info and tips on affordable living. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Took from me and left me alone.
the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
The Supremes, Reflections, local news, and timeless hits are back at WRJN. Pass it on, tell a friend. And just in time for your Memorial Day weekend, WRJN wants to help you save as Big Deals presents a special holiday grand reopening. Receive 30% savings at a number of restaurants, retailers, and specialty stores just through tonight at midnight. Then it's all over. You'll get an extra 15% off all Big Deals certificates. No coupon code necessary. Just go to WRJN.com. Do the pull-down menu thing. You'll see Big Deals there. Click on it, and immediately you'll save 30% plus an additional 15% off all your Big Deal gift certificates. It's WRJN Big Deals through tonight, a very special night. Through tonight at midnight, just go to WRJN.com and pull down that Big Deals tab and get ready to save, right? Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Neil Diamond.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel. A ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, brother, love, say brother, love's traveling salvation show. Back up the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone goes, 'cause everyone knows brother love's show.
Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
funny the recollections you have of music. First time I ever heard that song, I was going to the dentist when I was a little kid. And I remember being panicky, and that song was on the radio. It's funny how you relate dentist pain with Neil Diamond, Brother Loves Travel and Salvation Show. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. It's 8:30 at WRJN. And, you know, when you get a tattoo, you got to be careful, especially if you're in radio. Because, you know, people travel around in radio, you know, go to a lot of different radio stations. A radio jock in St. Louis let go by a station less than a week after getting their logo tattooed on his arm. Less than a week later. I mean, he's in radio. He should have known better than that, huh?
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. $48 million worth of new building projects in Wisconsin just got the green light. The State Building Commission approved the funding yesterday. The money will go from everything from an addition to the Milwaukee Regional Medical Campus in Wauwatosa to an equipment storage building for the Department of Natural Resources. Black voters may very well decide the winner of this year's election, but black vote organizers admit they're fighting an enthusiasm gap this year. This could be due to any number of reasons.
You have, you know, some black folks that are concerned about the ceasefire, you know, that's going on in Gaza. And there's, you have some black folks that are concerned about reproductive justice. You have others that are concerned about economics.
Ashley C.J. Daniels is with a nonprofit called Black Girls Vote. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Parents in western Kenosha County had a brief school scare yesterday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says they responded to an incident possibly involving a weapon at Westosha Central High School. It came after a report of a student in possession of a gun. The student singled out was on a bus, which was diverted and searched. Nothing was found. The investigation is ongoing, and investigators say there was never any direct threat made against other students. There's a new Mount Pleasant chief. Robert Bosch has been appointed as the new police chief for the village of Mount Pleasant, with his first official day set for next month. Bosch brings a lot of experience to the role, having served in various law enforcement capacities for over three decades. He's held positions at local police departments and spent 22 years in the Milwaukee FBI office. Former police chief Matt Sowens retired earlier this month. Kringle, of course, was consumed with some dignitaries in the area this week. Mayor Corey Mason joined Governor Tony Evers, State Representatives Greta Neubauer and Todd Onstad at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine. They were here to celebrate National Travel and Tourism Week. The group was hosted by the business owners, who shared tips on making the state's official pastry. The visit was meant to highlight the importance of supporting local businesses and tourism in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
We'll see a little sunshine at times through early this afternoon, then scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. A high today, 67. We'll clear tonight, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 72. With more scattered thunderstorms Sunday and Memorial Day, with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
It's a whole tiny world on the airplane, isn't it? There's always that little tiny table there, a tiny computer. Everyone's in a little cramped seat. Tiny food, tiny utensils, tiny liquor bottles, tiny bathroom, tiny sink, tiny mirror, tiny faucet. So it's a small problem, going to be a slight delay, we're going to be a little late. Then you get on the plane, pilot's always got to come on the PA system, give you his whole thing of what he's going to do. And here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to take it up to 20,000. And I'm going to make a left by Chicago. And I'm going to go south. By, you know, we're all back there going, yeah, fine. You know, just end up where it says on the ticket, okay? Can you do that? Why bother him telling him what I'm doing, knocking on the cockpit door? I'm having the peanuts now. Yeah, that's what we're doing back here. I'm not going to have them all now. I'm going to have a few. I don't want to finish it because it's such a big bag.
do to spend my time growing old with you. Now, woman, I said stay away. American woman, listen what I say.
WRJN local news and timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend. Hey, you know, Disney Plus this weekend is debuting a new documentary on the Beach Boys. As a matter of fact, they actually go back to the original beach where they filmed their first album cover. Remember they had that surfboard? There were five Beach Boys holding a surfboard. They have that original surfboard, and Mike Love, and I think Al Jardine was there. I think they even had Brian Wilson recreating that picture of the iconic picture of them on that record album. Here they are.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when she can't stand her cause she walks, looks surprised like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a rolling chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun.
Fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was giving wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
since he took your set of keys. You've been thinking that your fun is all
through. You shouldn't have lied now, you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
You shouldn't have lied now, you shouldn't have lied.
And we'll have
fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy
and we will have
fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. And she touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah.
I'm all shook up. 843 at WRJN. Here's the story now. In case you didn't catch it yesterday, you're following this whole thing about Graceland up for auction and this whole thing going on here. The background, Elvis Presley's granddaughter, Riley Keough, won her court battle yesterday against the company who was going to auction off Graceland. A judge stopped the sale, and then something weird happened. The company that was going to take over Graceland withdrew all its claims. Now the FBI is getting involved to see what started all this chaos. Now, if it's a scam, you would imagine that they wouldn't use Graceland because it's going to get a lot of worldwide attention. You think you start with something small, like, you know, my house or something, but nobody cares about. But they picked Graceland, so now they say, well, we're forgetting about the whole thing. Wait a second. $3.5 million, a loan not repaid, you're going to forget about it? I don't think so. Something's going on. We'll keep you posted. 844 at WRJN. You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back at WRJN Radio.
just look around and it's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday. Soon is gonna
when I hear that song, Abraham, Martin, and John. Dion DiMucci, Dion from Dion and the Belmonts. He had a lot of great solo hits. There's a guy who went on to fame after he left the rock group that made him famous. Yeah, Dion DiMucci. All right, it's 64 degrees outside. The reason I'm telling you this, and I didn't make this up, I'm not changing the story around, but a study found crimes are most likely committed when it's 64 degrees outside. That's what it says here. And it's 64 degrees right now. Much less likely when it's really cold or really hot. It's not because people want good weather for their crime sprees. It's because when it's nice out, more people are around, and that means more targets. So it's 64 degrees right now, so be careful.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit phasebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
WRJN. Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman, you've kept the secret.
just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be in love with me, that come on look is in your eyes. Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. So hurry home to your mama. I'm sure she wonders where you
of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs near 70. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Sunny, gorgeous tomorrow. Chance of showers again on Sunday. Memorial Day, partly sunny. Chance of showers right now at Radio Park. It's sunny and 64 degrees. You don't have to say you love me. Here's Dusty Springfield at WRJN.
When I said I needed you, you said wasn't me who changed but you, and now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone and I'm left here on my own, that I have to fall.
It's 8:56 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. I'll catch you Monday morning, 6 a.m. Got Cindy Huber coming up next. Woo-hoo. Playing your favorites all morning.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do. How I fell in love with you.
what you say in that very special way. Oh, it's true.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It won't be long until millions of Americans feel the sand between their toes and breathe in the salty air. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve takes a look at the Memorial Day weekend getaway.
Inside the FAA's command center outside Washington, D.C., it's all hands on deck at the start of the busy summer travel season. With more than 50,000 flights and pushing 3 million passengers expected today alone, they are closely monitoring how the air traffic is flowing and the threats of severe weather that could cause disruptions.
Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
We'll see a line of storms in the northern tier. While they'll be more scattered in nature across the Tennessee River Valley, our next more potent system swings in on Saturday. Things intensify into the evening, continue overnight. Sunday, it is rain, lightning, and thunder.